Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud, 5:10, straightforward Mishnah. We had said in the last two Mishnayos that Yain Nesach that gets mixed up with kosher wine, the mixture is forbidden, and we're talking both Yavish B'Yavish, if they're separate barrels, or Lach B'Lach, the wine pouring into other, you know, the receptacle which has kosher wine. Now we're going to have an opinion of Rabban Shimon Gamliel, who says, yes, it's Asur Bahana, but you're not totally financially doomed here. Why? Because he's going to hold that you can simply deduct the value of the forbidden component, which you can't get benefit from, economic benefit from, and the rest, which is still yours, you could sell, let's say, to a non-Jew. So in other words, wine goes for $10 a liter, and you have 99 liters of kosher wine, and then you have 1 liter of not kosher wine that falls into the mix, okay? Or equally, 99 barrels of wine that go for $10 each, and one that gets one of yain nesach get mixed up with other 99 if you have a total of 100. So 100 barrels of wine at $10 a pop, or 100 liters of wine at $10 a pop, goes for $1,000. One of the 100 you can't get benefit from. So his position, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is going to say, no problem. Find a Gentile, sell him all 100 barrels or all 100 liters, but just charge him for 99. Just take 990. And then you're not getting any economic benefit from the yain nesach that got mixed up. Everything's okay. That's his position. The Tanakhama, however, doesn't hold that way. The Tanakhama holds no. Once you have, you know, a mixture, so then the whole mixture takes on the status of Isser, and you can't even sell the mixture, you know, at the reduced price to a Gentile. The Lach is going to follow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the latter opinion here, but here the Mishnah says inside, Yain Nesach Shenafel Abor. So we're talking here, the example given in the Mishnah is going to be a Lach Balach. You're actually mixing the wines together. The liquids themselves get mixed, but I told you it's the same if it'd be barrels also. Kul Asur Bahana. Yes, they're all forbidden to get benefit from. The whole mixture is forbidden. But that's the Tanakhama's position. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, he says, even though it's true, Yimacher Kulo La'ovid Kuchavim, he says, although the portion which is mixed in is forbidden, the whole mixture isn't forbidden per se. So what you could do is sell the whole mixture to a Gentile, chutz medemei yein nesach shabo, and just deduct the amount that is you can't get benefit from, the quantity that's yein nesach, and the rest you could sell at a normal price. And the halach, like I said, follows Rabban Shimon Gamliel, and again, it's true both for lach balach, as our Mishnah describes, and also a case of yavash b'yavash, like we had in the previous Mishnah, and Rabban Gamliel would say the same is true for all the cases we had in the previous mission as well. You know, if you're talking about Chulin Shnitzchu Bazar and Basar B'Chalav and all the rest of it, the point is you can't get benefit for what got mixed in, but you could sell the rest to a Gentile, and that would be halachically acceptable.